We're not done with this conversation,
he said in a deep, rough voice that was just as assertive as his uncompromising stance in front of her.
We have business to take care of and an offer to submit once we get to the office, and then you're going to tell me how I became your fiancé without me even knowing it. Understand?
She swallowed hard and nodded her head, even though she knew he wasn't really giving her an option on the matter. Yes. At the very least, she owed him the truth, no matter how awkward it might be. Satisfied with her answer, he stepped away and released the stop button. The elevator continued its upward climb, and beside her, Max exhaled a deep breath and dragged his hands through his hair, as if trying to collect his composure. She couldn't read his mood, but she could easily assume that he was less than pleased with her at the moment. Not that she could blame him. The doors to the elevator opened, and without a word, she walked out first, a little surprised and unnerved by the subtle press of his hand at the base of her spine. The touch felt possessive and definitely intimate, and she wasn't sure what to make of the gesture, especially considering what had just transpired between them, and she wasn't referring to that angry kiss, but her deception. She'd been to Max's office many times over the past 3 months, and she knew the way to his reception area, where his pretty and young secretary, Olivia, was sitting behind a desk, typing away on her computer keyboard. She glanced up and smiled when she saw them approaching.
Good afternoon, Haley, she said cheerfully, then looked at Max. The purchase agreement for the property in Logan Square is on your desk for you to look over.
Thank you, Olivia, he replied with a curt nod. Will you please take Haley to the conference room?
Sure.
Olivia came around her desk, a slight frown creasing her brow as she watched Max walk down the hallway toward his office.
What's up with him?
She murmured, more to herself than anyone else. Clearly, Olivia wasn't used to her boss being so terse. Truth be told, Haley had never seen Max this way either. He was always so easygoing and good-natured. And even though she knew she was to blame for his brusque attitude, she wasn't about to tell his secretary the reason and drag her into their current drama. Olivia led the way to the conference room.
Would you like something to drink?
She asked once they arrived. She wondered, just briefly, if she ought to ask for a shot of something strong and alcoholic, but decided she needed to be clear-headed for this meeting and the confrontation ahead.
A glass of water would be wonderful, thank you.
Haley took a corner seat at the long mahogany table while Olivia set a cold bottle of water and a glass in front of her. Then the younger woman excused herself and headed back to her desk. Haley rubbed her fingers across her forehead, then poured herself a glass of water and took a much-needed swallow of the cool liquid. Now that she was alone, a nervous energy swirled inside of her, because she knew she had to fess up all the embarrassing details of her deception to Max. And with it so quiet in the room, it gave her mind too much time to replay the encounter with Maureen and Max's response to it all. She was grateful that he'd gone along with the ruse without calling her out in front of Maureen, because he easily could have, and that would have really shot her credibility as a reputable matchmaker all to hell. Instead, he'd played the part of her loving fiancé. Almost too well, she thought with a grimace. The man could certainly act, because his performance had been Oscar-worthy, and Maureen had fallen for Max's charming personality and displays of affection. He'd gone above and beyond, but it was the change in him once they were outside the restaurant and alone again that she found perplexing. He'd gone from effortlessly winning Maureen over with his wit and sparkling conversation to cool and uptight on the power walk to his office building. But it was that hot, deep, spontaneous kiss in the elevator that still had her head spinning, because all that sexual tension he'd unleashed on her had seemingly come out of nowhere. Or had it? Confusion swirled through her, and she touched her fingers to her lips, still swollen from the deliciously aggressive treatment of Max's mouth on hers. In 3 months' time, he'd never given her any indication that he was attracted to her, but that kiss, well, it had bypassed basic attraction and had been filled with unmistakable lust.